Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We have Lisa Kilgore with us this morning, and she is a faculty member of the Canadian School of Nutrition. She's also favorably known as BC's favorite nutritionist. She is a holistic nutritionist, a speaker, an author, and we're going to talk today about mushrooms. So welcome, Lisa.
Thanks so much for having me, Kathy.
It's fantastic to have you on. So can you tell us a little bit about mushrooms in general and how they're kind of the fungi, the pharmacy of fungi is really coming forward as pharmacy, as medicine, and how it's relating to the world today?
I want to be completely honest. Medicinal mushrooms are my newest favorite thing. They support every body process. And in right now, in midst of COVID-19, the biggest conversation about medicinal mushrooms is how they affect the immune system and how they balance the immune system so it can work as well as possible. But medicinal mushrooms also help with our heart and our brain and our digestive system and our skin and pretty much every single body system. They're absolutely amazing food that our bodies have been ingesting as both medicine and food for millennia, who knows how long. And they're really just coming up into our world now. And research is really showing so many different benefits of medicinal mushrooms.
Mm-hmm. In your study of them, what are some of your favorites that you've come up with?
Oh, I have so many. My favorite part of all of the medicinal mushroom family is how they modulate our immune system. So right now, everywhere I go, I keep hearing, how do I boost my immune system? How do I boost my immune system? And my answer is, you don't always want to.
Right.
Most of the time, you want to modulate your immune system, which means you have it in this perfect Goldilocks zone where it is working strongly enough that it can fight off an infection and it can work well, but it's not overstimulated. An overstimulated immune system can show itself in chronic inflammation, in allergies, asthma, psoriasis, eczema, and even possibly autoimmune conditions. And medicinal mushrooms can calm that immune system down and get it back into the Goldilocks zone. So right now, when we're all really paying attention to our immune system, we want to be looking at all of the mushrooms that are great for the immune system. And honestly, they all are right across the board. But some of the best ones are agaricon, which is an amazing antiviral. It protects our tissues, including our mucous membranes, from getting hit with viruses. And then reishi mushroom, which is it's called the empirical tonic. It helps the whole body, but it really helps the immune system, and it calms down that overstimulated immune system and modulates it back down to that Goldilocks zone so beautifully.
So that would be considered a real adaptogen, and having the wisdom to know whether to go to suppress the immune system or enhance it.
Exactly, because we don't always know. Some of your listeners will be thinking, well, is my immune system low or is it high? I kind of have symptoms of both. And what the wonders of medicinal mushrooms is you don't have to know, the mushroom will balance it. So if it's low and you're struggling to fight off infection, then it will bring it up so it can work. But if it's high and it's overstimulated and it's attacking your tissues or it's dealing with lots of inflammation, it can bring it down. And so it modulates it back down. Agaricon has this added benefit where it actually starts to re-educate the immune system of what is something to attack and what is not to attack. It's a really special mushroom that really the research is just new on it, but it has some really powerful effects, especially when we're dealing with a big virus.
There's so much wisdom in the medicine of mushrooms. Just talking about how they know when they're facing something that they have a choice. Oh, do they have a brain or something?
Mushrooms aren't like a plant that we normally see. They work with so much wisdom. The oldest creature or plant or living thing in the world is a mushroom living on the Pacific Northwest, and it's also the largest being known. And those mushrooms that you see out in the forest are actually all connected. They don't grow as just one single mushroom coming up. They live as a system under the soil called mycelia, and that is like the tree, and the fruit bodies is like the apple coming up, and those are just the mushrooms that we see. So when we're even in a forest and we're walking along the forest path, we are usually walking on a fungus being, and that being is helping the whole forest grow by connecting the trees together, by sharing nutrients between the trees, and by sharing information between them all. So there's a wisdom to medicinal mushrooms that we are just barely understanding, but there's a lot of research going on right now on how they affect our body, and we're seeing help in so many different conditions that we have been struggling with collectively, like autoimmune conditions and chronic inflammation.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, or do you know, either way, just some wisdom on it, when I think of that mycelium running and the connection and the communication, do they only talk to their own, or do they talk to all the different mushrooms?
I don't know. I believe that they tend to just kind of live on their own, but they're connecting the other plants in the forest. 95% of that mushroom is living in the mycelia. It's like is actually the main body of the mushroom, and those are where the living wisdom is. And so, honestly, I'm not quite sure if they're talking to each other, but they probably
are. What that the biggest mushroom in the Pacific Northwest? Which is that, Lisa? Are you still there? You were talking about a really huge mushroom in the Pacific Northwest. Is that the agaricon?
I believe so. I can't remember, to be off the top of my head. It was years ago that I learned about that, that big creature. But agaricon does come from the Pacific Northwest, and it was thought to be extinct. And Paul Stamets, one of the lead researchers in medicinal mushrooms, found agaricon and started the research and found how beneficial it is for the immune system.
Mm. Now, in your work as a nutritionist, you help people with all sorts of diverse and complex issues, and they all require different things. Do you use mushrooms even when you're using as well alongside of foods as nutrition?
Absolutely. So when I work with somebody, I'm looking at the core root. What is really going on that's triggering the big issues? And digestion plays a role. The immune system can play a role. Stress can play a role. And sometimes our bodies need some helpers. And so that might be some dietary interventions. It's usually some dietary interventions. It might be some herbal support. But what I've loved is adding medicinal mushrooms into my practice. I started by adding them into my life to see what they did. And they made such a huge difference that I'm adding them into my clients when appropriate to help them find balance. And with conditions like eczema and psoriasis that can be really difficult, or digestive issues, I'm finding that medicinal mushrooms can be really, really helpful at just bringing the body down and back into balance. They're a food that plays such a beautiful medicinal role.
Can you tell us which ones you would use in with digestive concerns to increase the ability of the digestive system?
There's two that I use mostly. So the first one is a mushroom called chaga. And chaga is like this ugly little wart that grows on trees. It's a pretty ugly little mushroom, but it plays a great role at balancing epithelial cells. And these are the cells that are our skin cells, and they line our lungs and they line our digestive tract. Basically, any part of our body that touches the outside world is lined with an epithelial cell. And I've noticed that a lot of people with digestive issues also usually have skin rashes like eczema and psoriasis, or lung issues like asthma, or just trouble with their lungs. And chaga balances all of that. So I've been using chaga quite regularly with clients that have that allergic high immune system issue. And then I also use reishi mushroom. So reishi mushroom, it helps, as I said, all body systems, but is particularly helpful for the gut. Both it's a prebiotic, so it's the mushroom itself acts as good food for good bacteria. It can help regulate the immune system and bring it down to a calmer spot. So if there's any autoimmune conditions in the gut, it can be helpful for that. or inflammation, but it's also been found to help reduce leaky gut, so help increase the intestinal or lower the intestinal permeability. So we stop the undigested food from getting into the bloodstream and affecting the immune system. So the reishi both help calm down the immune system, but also stop and balance out that intestinal wall to make sure that the immune system isn't being overstimulated by undigested food. So those are my two favorites. So sometimes I'll use both, and other times I'll just use one depending on what the person needs.
Lisa, how would you find mushrooms of high quality to use as medicine? Like when you're not well and you want to find the best quality mushrooms out there, how would you go about it?
It's a really good question, because mushrooms, the thing we have to pay most attention to is that one thing that mushrooms do in the wild is they clean up the environment. And that is beautiful and wonderful, but you don't necessarily want to be harvesting wild mushrooms, because you have endotoxins, or what they've cleaned out of the forest can be in that mushroom. So the cleanliness and how that mushroom is grown is really, really important. So before choosing any mushrooms, I'm always looking at where was this grown, how was this grown, and how is their testing. My favorite mushrooms are Host Defense. They are a company out of the Pacific Northwest, and they wild harvest their mushrooms by taking just a sample. So they're not, some of the mushrooms are becoming almost extinct, and so they're leaving the mushroom there by just taking a sample, and then they are using that sample to grow clean mushrooms in a pristine environment, and then they send them off to a third party to test them to make sure that genetically they're exactly what we hope they are, but they're also clean and effective and have all of the properties that we're looking for. So I trust Host Defense because of all of these steps that they've taken. I also love Paul Stommet. So Paul Stommet, who owns Host Defense, he is also the guy who's doing a lot of the research on medicinal mushrooms. If you want to hear something really fascinating, watch Paul Stamets's TED Talk. It's a 15-minute whirlwind of all the benefits of medicinal mushrooms. And he's been on the forefront of research for a long time, and he has really great ethics when it comes to finding things. When he finds something amazing like agaricon, he then patents it so nobody else can steal it, and then shares it.
Fantastic. You know, at least we're going to have to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about mushrooms.